This is Kim Dumaine, Dr. Peebles' free message, January 1st, 2025.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles here. What a joy and a blessing it is to have this grand opportunity to share with you. Happy New Year to all of you dear souls, as you enter into another period where you can grow, where you can learn more of your abilities, where you can manifest your wildest dreams. Goodness gracious, dear friends, we hope that you will take the energy of this New Year's Day forward into every day, so that you can see the possibilities that are ripe for you to experience, so that you can understand how you can manifest whatever you need, whatever you desire. Too often we are seeing that, yes, you have grand intentions, not only on New Year's, but also even before you incarnated. We would want you, indeed, to remind yourself frequently, daily if necessary, of what you are working on to experience, to feel, so that you can live a more prosperous life, so that you can live a more joyful experience while you are having your earthly lives. For too often, you give up. You think, well, I tried and it didn't work. And you were not indeed able to maintain the vision, the energy of what you were trying to create. And it would seem as if you were failing. No, you're not failing at all. We encourage each of you to once more work towards your dreams, work towards your goals and objectives, no matter what they are, no matter how small nor how big, for you are capable of doing so much more than your mind at times will let you know. You are capable indeed of moving mountains, of creating wonders, not only for yourself in your own experience, but for the world around you. Now, of course, the energies are quite intense on the planet right now, and getting even more so. So it requires you to create a safe energy, a calm space within yourself. So once more, we ask for you to carve out time every day to be in the safe harbor of your own inner being, so that you will not be, yes, indeed, disrupted, indeed, distracted by the energies of people, the situations, the world around you. It is too easy indeed to have your feathers ruffled, and then you indeed pull away from the highest visions that your own soul is giving you. You are not able to hear the assistance, the loving guidance of your teachers and spirit friends. So we ask for you to make it more of an everyday pattern, that you give yourself this gift of awareness, you give yourself the gift of peace, of joy, for just a little while. Allow yourself to be still, be quiet. It does not need to be, indeed, a lengthy introspection or meditation. It can be simply a desire to go within in your heart. Yes, journey to your heart more and more, dear friends. Do not think that your life is just a series of events and experiences and rushing around hither and fro. That does not make you a harmonious and balanced being. You need time to be alone. You need time to have that still moment for yourself. You need time to feel the energies of God that are there. Feel them flowing through you. Ask for them to become closer into your awareness, and you will indeed find a power, yes, indeed, a sweet energy that will serve you so much more than trying to think your way out of any situation, or indeed to create from a hectic, yes, harried state of mind. So more and more we're working with you if you will allow us that privilege. So as you indeed move into 2025, yes, look around you. Be aware. Observe the world and what is going on, for it is indeed part of you. So many think that, well, I'm just going to disengage and not be concerned about all those silly politics and those silly people arguing. Well, dear friends, You have an impact on it all more than you at times would ever realize. When you create that safety, that peace, that harmony within yourself, and you gently allow it to be radiated out into the world, you are helping create the peace in the world first by creating it, of course, for yourself. We've said this before. We will keep offering that bit of wisdom for you until you will try first for yourself to prove it only to yourself, and then offer it out to everyone you know, even to strangers in your life, even to, yes, world governments, other countries, people that you don't know at all. And you will feel a joy. You will feel a different energy within yourself that will be quite delightful. For, yes, indeed, a part of you, your spirit, will understand that this is part of everyone's purpose, to first indeed fill yourself up, and then indeed to allow that energy to spread beautifully across the beautiful planet of Earth that you are now residing upon. Your goals, although many times are personal, according to your karmic history and background, but more and more we want you to see that you are not so different than others, that although they may look different, they may sound different, they may live in different places, have different beliefs and philosophies, you are still all part of the God energy. You are connected by love. You are connected by light. And the more that you can accept another being, the higher you will rise in your vibrations, in your energy, and the more love you will feel indeed. You are all growing and learning every single day, no matter what day it is, no matter what holiday you are experiencing, to become more beautifully aware of who you are. You are beings of God, dear friends. You are not mere mortals. You are not indeed worthless. You are not powerless. You are supreme beings having a physical experience on a physical dimension. You've all chosen, of course, to be here at this time. You've all chosen, indeed, to have these experiences. Now, what you going to do about it? Will you lift yourself up high into the energies of God and realize the power that is there? Not only to bring harmony and joy to your being, but indeed to find the highest purpose to offer to the world. It is all connected. So if you find yourself feeling, there's no hope, I haven't done what I needed to do before this time, we want you to release that energy once and for all. And if you have to do that numerous times throughout every day, we would encourage that, so that you are breaking patterns, you are opening to new perspectives and opening to new attitudes. That is what your soul is always beckoning you to do, to change those mindsets so that you're never indeed limited. That is part of the illusion of the planet Earth, to think that you are powerless, to think that you are limited, to think that you are indeed stuck in any form, shape, or manner. It is simply not true. You can indeed create anything you want. You can create riches if you desire. You can create love. You can create a sense of personal power. You can create, yes, all that you need and desire in this life. When you are doing it from the calm space within your heart, when you are doing it from the vibrational power of love, you will be that much more successful. It will not be hard. It will not be something you must toil to do. Choose indeed to believe that your growth from this moment forth can be a beautiful experience of joy, where it is indeed effortless. Now, we're not saying it doesn't take some energy or some work, but when you try too hard, you are blocking your energies. So give up the struggle and the fight and allow the highest part of you to shine on your path, and you will be guided more effectively than if you tried to think your way out of it or fight your way through it. It will not work as easy. So we want you to believe, yes, more and more, that you are safe, that you are guided, that you are always protected. You have not come to Earth alone, and we will continue to always stand by your side. So as you move through this year, yes, make your resolutions, create the happiest intentions that you can for yourself, first and foremost. For when you are happy, when you are light-hearted, you will find it easier indeed to create your heart's desires and needs. We do love you, dear friends. God bless you indeed.